Richard Arnold, morning.
Morning, Mike.
So, Petito and Laundry, where are we at?
Well, we should know within about 48 hours if these human remains found in a Florida park are those of Brian Laundry, the 23-year-old suspect in the strangling death of Gabby Petito, his girlfriend. Laundry had been on the run for, about 5 weeks after returning from a road trip without Gabby. Their story has been headline news, even as there are many similar cases that never get this attention. The remains are likely to be those of Laundry. That's what their family lawyer, Steve Bertolino, says as well.
The probability is strong that it is Brian's remains, but we're going to wait until the forensic results come in and verify that.
What's raising some questions is that the remains were found by Brian Laundry's parents. They had refused to speak with investigators initially, but they had pointed them to this park as a place where Laundry liked to hike. It was just reopened for the season, and within half an hour, searching by themselves, Laundry's parents found the human remains and a pack and a notebook in a dry bag, hiking bag, says the lawyer.
Chris locates what's called a dry bag. He didn't want to leave the bag there with the news reporter standing nearby, so he picked it up. He did meet up shortly with law enforcement.
So does this vindicate the parents or raise some new questions? We don't know from police if there was anything of value written in this notebook as to identifying the remains. They're decomposed. This is an area with lots of alligators. I don't know. If it's a fingerprint they're looking at, it could take only a few hours. If they use dental imprints, it could take a bit longer. If they have to extract DNA from bones, likely a week.
Right. What's Biden going to do about Manchin?
What are the choices? Yeah, Democrats say they're closing in on a compromise for Biden's infrastructure and social investment plans. That's what the president himself is suggesting.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them.
Yeah, well, the $3.5 trillion plan now seems to have been wound back to less than $2 trillion. Which is the sum that Joe Manchin, the holdout senator, had suggested. That could mean some of the climate control measures are out. Meantime, Manchin denied have any plans to quit the Democratic Party, because if he did that, the Biden presidency would be dead in the water. He said last night,
I can't control rumors, and it's bullshit. Spelled with a B-U-L-L, capital B.
That is, yeah, B-S, he said last night. But then today, he said this.
Me being a moderate centrist Democrat, if that causes you a problem, let me know, and I'd switch to be an independent, but I'd still be caucusing with Democrats.
So, <Yes. laughs> a little uncertain, you might say. The other Democratic holdout, of course, is Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Biden has all the other Dems on board except those two. And now five top advisors to Senator Sinema have just quit, calling her one of the main obstacles to progress in the land. So it's all very intense. Will the Biden plan get through? Question mark. We simply do not know.
See you next week. Appreciate it, mate. Richard Arnold, stateside.